Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, an employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom Microchips. They are sweet.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire River. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody for finding us today. Today is Monday. V said she's going to join us here, so we'll wait for her to come join us here momentarily. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So while we're waiting, I'll go ahead and play the Russell Brand clip that downloaded today. So we'll have a listen to that, and by then we should have a show. If not, I'll say something before going to another clip here. So we'll go ahead and get this going.
The Twitter files. Are these the unprecedented revelations of a true enemy of the state, or is Twitter the plaything of another billionaire with deep ties to the corporate world and the state itself? Or, perhaps even more startling than that, could he be the new Klaus Schwab?
Oh, I do not like to pry.
Hello there, you 6 million awakening wonders. Thanks for joining me on this voyage to truth and glory. If you don't subscribe yet, subscribe right now and turn on the notification bell, because I'm telling you now, the algorithm is not your friend. The algorithm wants you dumb, distracted, and tuned into mainstream media narratives. It doesn't want you watching a prophet in a fancy coat, which is what I am today, by Jove. Aren't you confused about Elon Musk? Doesn't he sometimes seem like a brilliant maverick, orator, novel thinker, innovator, strange enemy of the state interest, free speech advocate? But then you find out that Tesla, of course, have massive contracts with the government, and SpaceX have big contracts with the government. So let's have a look at these Twitter file revelations, which doubtlessly demonstrate the degree of corruption to which Twitter and presumably other social media outfits were willing to support, in this case, Democratic Party narratives, with the overt, obvious suppression of the Hunter Biden story, which, you know, is now spoken about on mainstream media. But at the time, if you mentioned that, you know, people openly called Glenn Greenwald a right-wing fascist. Glenn Greenwald, the guy who broke the Snowden story, he was married to a man, right-wing fascist. Now, it's just on normal news. So whatever they're saying about what we're saying now, in 18 months' time, that will be normal news. When it's too late, when the election's been won by their preferred candidate, when their objectives have been met, when their agenda's been pursued, let's see how the mainstream media reports these Twitter file revelations, and we're going to take this deep. We're going to cover the complexity of Elon Musk's connections without needlessly condemning him or fawning over him and celebrating him.
In the run-up to the 2020 election, the New York Post ran a story accusing Hunter Biden of using his father's position for his own business dealings. It also documented the explosive and sexually explicit contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. The stories were thought to have been the result of hacking, and so social media firms, including Twitter, suppressed them.
They were not thought to have been the result of hacking. They had to find a way to repress the story, because ultimately there are affiliations within Twitter, or there were at that time, that were aligned with it. I hope you know that we are not a pro-Republican organization, that we wouldn't call ourselves right-wing. In fact, I think our raison d'etre is to get beyond those categories, because I don't think there's a future for ordinary people with that level of divisiveness. But you cannot support that level of censorship and still claim to be in support of democracy and freedom. That time is over. So on that basis, Elon Musk is doing a good thing at Twitter. But is it that unique, and is it that distinct? Is his objective the support of free speech, as he claimed? Can we take him at his word? Or does the recent banning of Kanye's show, whether you think that was right or wrong, that nothing that dramatic has really changed? Twitter banned Kanye before for anti-Semitism. Twitter banned Kanye now for anti-Semitism. My personal stance on anti-Semitism is you shouldn't be racist.
It's something the company's founder now accepts was an error.
We recognize it as a mistake that we made.
If Twitter is doing one team's bidding before an election, shutting down dissenting voices on a pivotal election, that is the very definition of election interference.
On this point, I'd have to say that I 100% agree with Elon Musk, as we stated at the time of the Hunter Biden revelations, when we were at some risk for reporting on it. So with regard to this issue, we agree with Elon Musk.
Frankly, Twitter was acting like an arm of the Democratic National Committee.
The world's richest man also started to release internal Twitter files, something the White House said was not healthy.
We see this as an interesting or a coincidence, if I may, that he would so haphazardly, Twitter would so haphazardly push this distraction that is full of old news.
No one's got sufficient integrity to form a platform from which to condemn or criticize or decry these actions. We know that they tinkered with, prohibited, controlled that information because they knew it would affect the outcome of an election. We know that there are other things like that that it's still not safe to talk about. We don't have a credible government. We know that Joe Biden made numerous pledges throughout his election campaign, whether it's around Saudi Arabia, supporting the rights of workers, not exacerbating a nuclear conflict, that he's reneged on. Because there is so little trust in public life, a figure like Elon Musk, even as the world's richest man, is a breath of fresh air, an interesting orator. In essence, we're seeing the Trump effect play out again. There's been so much sturm and drang, so much chaos. Is Musk another example of this, or will what's happening on Twitter have meaningful ramifications for ordinary people?
When the Hunter Biden stories, outlandish and lurid as they were, emerged just weeks ahead of the 2020 poll, social networks decided they were probably false or the result of hacking, and so took decisive action. The problem is they made a mistake.
We also have to be open-minded about other allegations. The nature of Hunter Biden's relationship with Ukrainian energy companies, Chinese energy companies, Joe Biden's impact on those relationships, the degree of his influence and involvement. We can't just dismiss it as hacking and conspiracy theory, can we this time? Do we always do that? It's hacking and conspiracy theory till it's irrelevant. Then you can put it on the mainstream news as all, oh well, never mind, everyone was trying their best. The second installment of the much-hyped Twitter Files debuted on Thursday night with conservative writer Barry Weiss outlining in a Twitter thread what she described as the shadow banning of prominent conservatives including Charlie Kirk, Dan Bognino and libs of TikTok. The founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, argued that the public would be better served by a more transparent approach that cuts out the middlemen. If the goal is transparency to build trust, asked Musk on Twitter yesterday, why not just release everything without filter and let people judge for themselves? Presumably because Elon Musk is, if nothing else, a brilliant entrepreneur and media manipulator. And as CEO of Twitter, he does have an obligation to make Twitter relevant again.
Let's make Twitter relevant again.
So him making this story play out over time using a very credible journalist like Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss, people who get attacked and criticized a lot, who have been guests on our show before, who I happen to think are brilliant investigative journalists, is comparable to what he did at SpaceX. You want to make a rocket ship company? Go find the best rocket engineers. I mean, it's not rocket science. Actually, it was rocket science, but this time it's not. Critics of Taibbi included MSNBC host Mehdi Hassan, who wrote, imagine volunteering to do online PR work for the world's richest man in service of nakedly and cynically right-wing narratives and then pretending you're speaking truth to power. But of course, the left have to deal with similar accusations when defending the repression of the Hunter Biden laptop story and numerous other narratives that ultimately play into the hands of establishment liberals like the current Democrat Party, who ultimately operate at the behest of corporate interests and are not serving the people that they were elected to vote and not fulfilling the promises and pledges they were elected on. Taibbi, now labelled a former voice of the left, came to prominence writing about the 2008 crash. He was sceptical of claims of collusion between Russia and Trump, but literally wrote a book about Trump called Insane Clown President. So he was not a pro-Trump figure, he's just interested in investigative journalism. It's got to the point now where the narrative has shifted. The imposition of censorship has become so sort of rigid and immersive that if you're just investigative and open-minded and not blinkered and blind, you are a de facto right-wing conspiracy theorist. Although in 18 months, you'll just have been telling the truth, but you'll be talking about something else then, and that will be right-wing conspiracy. So you can't really ever get out of it unless you're willing to wear an outrageous coat. So is Elon Musk right about government censorship and collusion? The FBI warned Twitter during weekly meetings before the 2020 election to expect hack and leak operations by state actors involving Hunter Biden. So they started to prime them and let them know, hey, when you hear about this, that's the old hack and leak. You sure it's not that Hunter Biden's got all sorts of shady business deals? Do you not remember seeing him on the news going, I don't need to hear about my business deals. I don't need to open up my kimono, show you what's going on downstairs.
One thing that I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono.
It's clear now that those revelations were true, and there's probably more information in them that's relevant to the credibility of Joe Biden as a president and the lack of transparency around his business dealings and his connections to his family and these various energy companies. Former Twitter legal policy and trust and safety lead, Vijaya Gad, played a key role in censoring the Hunter Biden story in October 2020. After Biden became president, his administration appointed her to an advisory role on a committee that helped shape the Department of Homeland Security's misinformation and disinformation work that same year. The revolving door keeps spinning. These connections are still evident. And the idea that we are spoon-fed this stuff and don't question what's going into our mouth becomes increasingly ridiculous. Alan McLeod revealed that Twitter hired a host of former FBI agents to work in the fields of security, trust, safety, and content. So deep state agencies had people in social media that were working in areas that meant they would explicitly be directing censorship, controlling content output, and having an influence on how we perceive reality. While talking about this and celebrating Elon Musk's work for the freedom of speech, let's have a look at some of his other relationships to give us just some context for how we can look at him as a cultural figure more broadly. Tesla and SpaceX have received more than $7 billion in government contracts alone and billions more in tax breaks, loans, and other subsidies in recent years. Tesla has sold at least $6 billion worth of government-backed electric vehicle credits. These sales have twice in recent years made the difference between the company posting a profit instead of a loss. So ultimately, Tesla and SpaceX need their relationships with the government. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that Elon Musk is in the pocket of the government. It just means that perhaps business operations at that level require a degree of compliance around taxation issues and funding issues. SpaceX has a $300 million contract with the US Air Force and a $5 billion deal with NASA. Emmanuel Macron asked Musk to sign up for Children Online Protection Laboratory, an initiative aiming to shield minors from harmful content on the internet, a wide-reaching legal tool of state power and censorship. Macron tweeted, "Will the bird protect our children?" The billionaire responded in affirmative to Macron's question by writing, "Absolument," which I believe is French. Last week, Musk thanked Apple CEO Tim Cook for taking him around Apple's headquarters and revealed that Apple will not be removing Twitter from its Apple store. So ultimately, there are relationships at the top level of commerce and government which perhaps are required to operate in the space that Elon Musk does. This doesn't necessarily mean that he is not a valid opponent of establishment narratives, but it means that he has to operate, I suppose, in those spaces. Let me know in the chat. Let me know in the comments whether you think that's a conflict of interest or prevents him being the maverick that many people see him as. Let me know what you think. In addition to that, there are Elon Musk's views around technological utopianism and transhumanism, e.g. Elon Musk said on Wednesday that he expects a brain chip developed by his health tech company Neuralink to begin human trials in the next 6 months. In addition to forecasting clinical trials, Musk said he plans to get one of the chips himself. This as the company is under federal investigation after it was reported around 1,500 animals died in the last 4 years during tests. Now, of course, many people say that Neuralink and much of this technology is used to help people that are paralyzed or blind, ultimately impeded in some way. Whether or not you think it's a good thing or whether you're concerned about the sort of cyborg dimension being so rapidly approached, let me tell you, there's an unusual ally for Elon Musk in this world. It's our old friend, Klaus Schwab.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants.
You all have them, and you will be happy.
And we measure your brain waves.
What's it doing in your brain waves? You will have implants, and you'll be happy.
And I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
So while Elon Musk is a radical opponent of certain Democratic National Party interests, elsewhere, his interests seem to be in alignment with globalist goals like the one just cited there. That doesn't necessarily make Elon Musk an inauthentic or bad person. It just shows that within that space, there is alignment financially and ideologically in ways that might be surprising. And these are certainly the things we would love to discuss with Elon Musk when he comes on our show on Rumble 5 days a week, which you can watch. Is Elon Musk a radical maverick, or is he part of the establishment? Possibly he is both. Perhaps it's necessary to be both to operate in the spheres he operates in. But that's just what I think. Let me know what you think in the comments and the chat below. If you enjoyed this video, have a look at both of these. And remember, turn on the notification bell. It's the only way we can beat the algorithm. That is one machine we definitely can't trust. And please turn on your subscriptions right now, because we release a video every single day on this channel. Stay free.
All right, so I am back here momentarily here, still waiting for V if she was coming in. Anyway, just wanted to discuss a few things here. The Twitter files, I have not had a chance to read much of it today yet. I'm sure at some point very soon I will. Of course, all the good stuff everybody tends to pick up and discuss regardless. But I'm hoping that this stuff comes out. By the way, I just wanted to share here that I shared a story from the Gateway Pundit on Saturday that discussed how Elon Musk is suing Fox News to get his name credibility back. I shared it on my Spybook page, and Spybook gave me a 30-day ban on advertising on all my social media, and I'm not allowed to do any Facebook Live or make any phone calls with Facebook using the Facebook call as a phone option. And the reason why is because it was sexual exploitation, allegedly. And I'm not the only one this happened to. There's a story on the Gateway Pundit about it right now, how Spybook has used this same argument for multiple people. A bunch of people are getting in trouble over this. And it's just strange because if you hit Control F on the article and put the word sex in there, there is nothing. There's nothing in relation to children. There's nothing in relation to sex. So it's just because they have not found a credible reason to ban people. So they just decided to invent something. And I'm glad that it made some news because I thought I was the only one. Because I remember last year when I, around this time of year, when I shared just a random article about our local school board here in Las Vegas having a school board meeting, and I got a 30-day ban, period. I could not use my spy book. And they said that I was sharing pornography. And I don't know what school board meetings have pornography in them, but that's what they labeled me. And when you get hit with violations, and I did talk to somebody on a chat, they told me to read the community standards, like it's my first day ever Facebooking, like I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, where in the standards does it say that you're not allowed to talk about Hunter Biden? Because it's not listed. And they didn't have anything for me. But you can't explain your case at all. The only reason I was allowed to even talk to somebody was because I needed legitimate help on my business page. And that popped up. So they told me that I should read the community standards before posting, which once again, there is nothing about filing a lawsuit that is considered sexual exploitation. They just are not really trying to tell you that we banned you because you said the magic word. They can't tell you that. That would be a violation of all kinds of freedom of speech if anyone found out. So I have a 30-day ban. I have 28 more days left. So that should take me through the end of the year, I guess. The only thing that they allow you to do, you can accept the decision or you could disagree with the decision, and then an actual person allegedly reads it, and then in a few days they'll tell you that they've upheld the decision. And even though there's no word regarding sex on an article about a lawsuit, it doesn't matter. They've spoken, and there's no appeal after that. You get one person that looks at it for like 5 seconds or knows what cue it came from, and then that's it. Then your way to fight that is officially over, and you have your Facebook jail sentence for sharing a legitimate news article. It's just sad how these radical social media companies just act like they're the owners of Dick's Last Resort restaurants, where it's perfectly okay to treat everybody like absolute garbage. And you're not supposed to care. You're just supposed to accept whatever their whims and fancies are. Twitter is going back old school with allowing you to talk and have discussions and whatnot, and Spybook is just doubling down. They enjoy being woke. Not sure how long we have to live with this, and the sad thing is that there are people right now in Congress that are talking about next month when they take over, the Republicans take over Congress, that they want investigations on Spybook and Google. And Spybook's not letting up. They're not easing anything. They're like I said, it's not even a bad thing about Hunter. There's no even exposure of Hunter. It's, if anything, they should like this article because it shows that Hunter is trying to get his credibility back. Wouldn't a liberal be happy about that? But watch, I'll get this back on like Wednesday, and they'll tell me that they've upheld the decision because it is in fact sexual exploitation that Hunter Biden is suing Fox News and they have to go to court. Somehow somebody had coitus in there. Not sure. When you file a lawsuit, maybe you have to have sex now. I don't know. I wouldn't expect it, but the way the liberal courts are, it wouldn't shock me anymore, I guess, if that's what they required. But what, did somebody request sex at gunpoint or something with exploitation while filing a lawsuit at the courthouse? Of course not. I'm being stupid, but I'm proving a point. And I'm just glad that people are speaking up on this, where it's not just me like last year. This is a nationwide article instead of just something from my... from my local newspaper. And I'm not I've decided I'm not just getting rid of all my social media. You can't, in my opinion, if you still have access allowed, you take it, because you have to reach people to get your word out there. You can't be a credible radio show host unless you have hundreds of radio shows or hundreds of radio affiliates out there, like Alex Jones, who's built up a name. Unfortunately, I no longer have a name in radio. Of course, I'm still proof negative, but I don't have the thousands and thousands of listeners that I used to have 5 to 10 years ago, and I understand that. I know my role. And if we get there again, we get there again. If not, then that's fine. I'm not going to say I'm that bad off. I think it's still funny that I was outperforming CNN Plus. I guess that was the marker, I guess. They had 10,000 people a day, and most shows I do would get 10,000 people a day. That's basically the same audience. Maybe they got 9,800 and I got 9,700 one day, and then vice versa the next. But that's where we were and are. But the thing is that I'm not spending millions of dollars on advertising and paying hosts and all that. This is just for that 10,000. That's just me. And yeah, I have a co-host. I have four different co-hosts, hopefully. We have another person that wants to apply on Monday. And I ran through three straight weeks where somebody said that they were coming in and they wanted to audition to be the Monday co-host. And whether they no-call, no-showed, or they got with me ahead of time and said they couldn't come and they'll reschedule and never did. But we got somebody that's going to apply next week. And then after that, it's Christmas Monday and New Year's Monday. So with holidays, if I feel like doing the show, I do it. If my co-host feels like joining me, great. If not, then I'm here by myself, or we don't do a show. Sometimes I would rather have that one day off. So that's something I have to talk with my co-host about. Maybe when V comes in, we'll have that discussion tonight. But I have 2 weeks. Most people in radio generally take those 2 weeks off. It's kind of standard. So we'll see. I might work the week. Well, I am gonna come in. I'll commit to next week. I will be here next week, all 4 days, barring some random issue. The week between Christmas and New Year, almost everybody in radio is going to take that off, and it makes for a slow news week. I'm not saying I don't want to come in, but we have to figure out what we want to do. And then I have to get back into booking guests again. It's just been a little hard because I've been so focused on trying to fix my co-host spots. And I've kind of let that go.
not let it go, but I haven't been trying as hard. But we're going to fix that. All right, so let me see what else I feel like getting into today here. All right, I downloaded a bunch of clips just in case I was here by my lonesome. So let's take a listen to Elon Musk discussing Dr. Frawdy with Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino did not interview Elon Musk. He's just covering the story.
Folks, this guy, Fauci, is in a world of trouble right now. Now, what does this have to do with what I'm talking about? Well, again, they wanted to use COVID as a vehicle to crush the First Amendment. Fauci was one of the people inside the White House running a lot of these COVID operations. Elon is kind of winking and nodding, giving a big wink and nod, that Fauci may have had a role in this censorship, too. Here, from the Red State piece. According to Elon, the internal documents dealing with the social media giant's COVID censorship information are coming, quote, big time. He teased the future release with a couple of very unambiguous statements that it looks like some bombshells are headed our way. Again, what has two thumbs and was shadow banned on Twitter? This guy. Now, why was I shadow banned? If you watch my Fox show this weekend, I can tell you why I was banned from YouTube and Google Ads for telling you that cloth and surgical masks don't work, which is now a scientific fact. Have we gotten an apology from Google or YouTube? Is more of that going to come out in the Twitter files, that people like me who spoke scientific fact about COVID and the response to it, that we were banned? And was anyone in the government involved in the banning of us? Now that's going to create a real problem. Because why do you guys, because you see how the ball keeps moving? It's not censorship, okay? It's censorship, but the government was involved. Okay, it's censorship and the government's involved, but at least it was misinformation. It was. You want to go to court on that? Because if you're going to say I was banned for saying cloth masks don't work, then you know what? In court, are you willing to swear to that? Because you're going to have to produce the actual science that they do work. And you see how they're in trouble right now? So this is what started the whole ruckus this weekend. Elon Musk tweeted out, my pronouns are prosecute and Fauci. What does Elon know? He knows something. They note, Fauci notes, hey, listen, Musk is nothing if he isn't a meticulous marketer. There's no way that this prosecute Fauci thing they're talking about is just an idle statement. He's alluding to evidence that Fauci was dictating content decisions, which would be an illegal intrusion by the government to squash free speech by proxy. If that's shown, it would be the biggest revelation so far, and for my money, the most satisfying. Fauci's daughter worked at Twitter, too, as he brings up, which is accurate. We covered that last week, which adds another little slider to that story, doesn't it? Now, look who's running in to defend Fauci, which should say to you, you want to talk about what? Know a man by who his friends are, right? And I don't mean that in a good way. John Brennan, the numero uno PP tape hoaxer. Dr. Fauci's a national hero who'll be remembered for generations to come. Oh, yeah, whatever. He'll be remembered. Molly Hemingway called him right out, saying, look at this goofball defending his buddy Fauci. Folks, here's why this is going to be a big problem for them, too. In addition to the First Amendment problem, in addition to the FBI problem, in addition to the FEC in-kind donation problem, they're going to try to wiggle out of the Hunter Biden story. They're just going to, we didn't know, we were confused, the Russians, whatever. There is simply no way to wiggle out banning people for saying masks don't stop the spread of COVID and vaccines don't stop the spread of COVID. There is no way to wiggle out, because in court, the science is now crystal clear that we were right. Do you understand that? What a problem this is going to be for Fauci and Psaki, who's trying to get out of a deposition. This is catastrophic for them. That was a clip from the Dan Bongino show. You can watch the full show. We recommend you do on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Bongino, please, and subscribe for free. We appreciate it. They know they have a serious First Amendment problem. How do I know that? Because they used to brag from the White House press podium about coordinating with big tech to censor information. Now they know this is probably going to go to the courts and people are probably going to be sued. So now the story's changed. Here's John Kirby on the weekend show on Fox with Shannon Bream when asked a very simple question about the White House's role in censoring information, which we already know about. I'm going to play you the video coming up in a minute. And watch Kirby change the story right in front of your face, lying right to your face, eyeball to eyeball. No, no, no. There was no collusion with big tech. Here, take a listen.
Should or shouldn't the federal government, federal agencies, in your words, be directing private companies on how to execute their initiatives?
We aren't directing private social media companies on how to manage their content. These are decisions that they have to make as appropriate. Now, look, we obviously don't want to see, the public square polluted with hate speech and disinformation. That's not a good use of the information environment for the American people. But it's up to these social media companies to determine how they're going to manage their content, how they are going to deliver that content to their users.
Again, guys, ladies, this is one of those weeks where I get it. It's pre-holiday. You know, sometimes people have other stuff to do. They don't want to listen to politics. I'm begging you to stay in touch with us this week with these shows because you're watching one of the biggest political scandals in American history involving the First Amendment develop right now, right before our eyes, every day with these Twitter files. And to watch the administration just blatantly lie to your face should say to you a couple of things. Number one, they know it's an enormous scandal. Well, they wouldn't lie about it, right? I mean, it's not like a leap of faith right there. It's not breaking news. They're lying for a reason. But secondly, they understand that they've got a potential legal and civil problem on their hands right now. That they never thought that, I think, public pressure would develop and the culture would change so quickly with these Twitter files and Elon taking over, they'd be exposed. Now they know they've got a serious, serious issue on their hands. They know they've got a serious issue because they've already admitted to some of this stuff. Now, what happened in the Twitter files that has them now panicking? Well, what has them panicking was this reason Robbie Suave covers it. I got this story in the newsletter today. If you want to subscribe, it's bongino.com/newsletter. Please stay in touch with us this week. Watch these episodes. You are watching one of the biggest scandals in American history break out right now. The Twitter files released, the one by Michael Schellenberger and Taibbi, parts 3 and 4, it's now fully acknowledged that the FBI met on a regular basis with Twitter. It was in the Twitter file dumps of information. Yoel Roth, the head of content safety at Twitter, now admits they were running out of ways to disguise these FBI meetings. The FBI was suggesting things to them. So there's no longer a question of is the government involved. So it's hilarious watching the media evolve here. From there's no government involvement, it's a private company, to now, there's government involvement, but it was about misinformation. The government doesn't get to declare what misinformation is, Joe. We have this thing called the First Amendment that prevents them from doing that. Now, having said that, because there are people out there who don't get this. Oh, Dan, I've heard this a couple times over the weekend by morons in the media, and they know they're lying. And you guys, tell me if this is a good explanation, because having been a government agent, I understand this stuff. I actually had the power to arrest and bring people for prosecution. The government has an avenue for speech. It does. I thought it was prevented from doing that from the First Amendment. It largely is. But if I, as a Secret Service agent, go and investigate Guy, who threatens the President of the United States and says he wants to kill him, there are exceptions. That is a crime. So the government has a process for that, Joe. It's called the court system,
right?
Where I swear to a warrant in court that Guy said this on Twitter. This is not free speech. It is, in fact, a violation of someone else's civil rights. He's threatening the life of the President of the United States, and I have to go to court and swear to it. That's the process. Last time I checked, fellas, the process wasn't FBI Elvis Chan and other people in the FBI office go and meet with Twitter and wink and nod while not having to swear to anything in front of a judge with guns and badges on saying, hey, you know what, this could be bad. You may want to take this down. It's a thought crime. That's not the process.
No carve-outs.
That's no car. There's no carve-outs. Joe's right. There are no carve-outs to that process. They're just They're just that was a clip from the Dan Bongino show. You can watch the full show. We recommend you do on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Bongino, please, and subscribe.
Now, this is a very interesting interview. How's everybody doing? My name is Anthony Brian Logan, and today we got to talk about the post-prison interview with the convicted Russian arms dealer, the Merchant of Death, Lord of War, Victor Bout. Now, we all know the story about Victor Bout. He was released from U.S. prison and given back to Russia after 11 years for the WNBA basketball player Brittany Griner. Now, the deal was supposed to be Brittany Griner and the U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, who was convicted of spying for Victor Bout, but that didn't happen. So basically, we traded an international arms dealer, a guy who's been called a terrorist, for a weed smoker. And that was it. Pretty embarrassing, but different story. I digress. The whole point is that he gave an interview to Russian state media, RT, upon his release. Now, full disclosure, I've been on RT before. They treat me very well. And that won't really affect my take on this interview. But I'll give you the full disclosure so you can make your own mind up about my credibility or not. And before I go any further, let's roll the clip. If you want to see this clip in full without my commentary, the link, as always, will be in the description. But let's go ahead and roll it.
Do you hate America?
No. You know, in fact, I'm knowing many names, I figure out we're sharing way more common. Maybe America is very much similar. Look, it's the same size. They have it's the same kind of this. And when you talk to them, there is nothing there even to beef about. We are naturally, you know, born not to be enemies. And whenever there's conflict, it's the least. You know, every, you know, American I met in a prison who is from rural area was very easy to deal with. He had no problem with Russia, and he was curious about Russia, despite all propaganda.
Now, what he's saying right here, I don't see anybody can say that it's wrong. You may not like Russia. You may not like Victor Bout. You may think he's a terrible person. But what is he saying here that's wrong? And also, a little bit more, he may talk about that. He might not. But he said that he didn't do anything wrong as far as his conviction for arms dealing, fueling wars in Africa and Middle East. He said he didn't do anything wrong. Everything was above board. And he said that the judge in the U.S. said that there was nothing there. That's what he said. I'm not saying that's the truth. I'm just saying that's what he said. Let's keep on going here.
They're losing their Christian values. They're losing their families. They're losing literally their country. It's not anymore the same country. We knew America, who used to be a model for entire world and lead and be an example, you know, like they say, a shiny town on the, you know, sparkling town on a hill. And this is, of course, pity. It was a strong country who was really a, you know, industrial might, you know.
Now, some are going to say, well, ABO, this is propaganda from Russia. Don't believe it, state media. Maybe it is. I wouldn't doubt it. But just ask yourself, is he lying? Is he lying? Because if he's lying, then you could just throw it out. But if he's not lying, then can you throw it out? I don't think so.
Well, this one. And look, for 30, 40 years, deindustrialization, drug problem, crime waves. You can understand, and I feel more empathy to American after this experience than I would feel any hate.
What would you consider as the most important event of the years that you have spent in prison?
Which events? International?
Well, it doesn't matter. Maybe international.
2014.
Oh, okay. Why?
Well, would be in history as a turning point. It's a turning point of Russia. Finally stand up on its knees, proud, strong.
14 years ago.
So 2014, what was that? Was that when they annexed Crimea? I think so. Y'all fact check me on that, please, in the comments.
If you would have known that it's going to happen with you, I mean, you're going to spend 14 years away from your family, from your motherland, would you do something differently in your life?
It's difficult to live on the callings of your heart. But if you listen in your heart, you know, yes, you're going to Sometimes you get into trouble, but you never betrayed yourself. You know, and this inner peace gives you enough strength to go through everything. Why? Because you don't have a conflict inside of you. Doesn't matter what. You have peace and tranquility because you trust in your heart. You trust in callings of your blood. You're trusting, and you're never fighting who you are.
Well, there you have it. That was very interesting. Now, there's a few more clips here, and I think these are going to be in the Russian language, if I'm not mistaken. So, of course, I think it's going to be actually dubbed. So it'll be a person speaking over him. That's not his actual voice, if you understand what I'm saying. Let's go ahead and roll it.
I don't believe that they'll have a revolution in the United States, if you ask me. So they've been able to keep it under control despite, for example, all the drug issues and all the overdoses. It is all according to a plan. When young people become drug addicts, they lose their will to do anything.
I've been saying that for years. You guys watch me for a long time, been here for a minute. You know I always talk about drugs. Drugs are bad. That's me. I am Captain Sober. I say drugs are bad. Drugs are terrible. They demoralize you. They stunt your ability to grow. They stunt your ability to be innovative. It crushes a nation. Drugs. You see what's going on right now with fentanyl and the whole country being destroyed by it. Number one cause of death for adults between the ages of 18 to 49 is fentanyl, opiates. But we know that's basically fentanyl, heroin, fentanyl, anything that's like that, big cause of death. Number one cause of death for all adults age 18 to 49, not car accidents, suicide, fire, none of that. Fentanyl. So what he's saying here is correct. And if you were a nation on the outside looking in, let's say you're China, or if you're Russia and you mean the U.S. harm, what better way to harm us than to flood us with drugs? Okay, it's been done before. They had whole wars over it in China because of the British trying to flood them with drugs, trying to make money. They made a bunch of money in U.K., but in the process, it destroyed people over in China. And the same thing's happening right now in the USA. So what he's saying there is verifiably, obviously correct. One more clip, or two more clips. This is very interesting about prison culture, about all the snitching that goes on. He was talking about, oh, don't snitch, stop snitching. Everybody snitches. So if you are a young person out there engaging in crime, thinking that anybody going to tell on you, they're going to tell on you, and they're going to be emphatic about it. If they can get a month off of their 25-year sentence, they'll tell on you in a heartbeat. Then people will tell on their whole grandmama here in the USA. So that whole anti-snitch culture is complete BS, but I digress.
There were very few white people, just ordinary Americans. There were local Indians as well, the indigenous people. But this is a special prison, and this is a prison mostly for sex offenders, or those who could not stay at other prisons. For example, they betrayed someone, and I gave even a nickname to them here in the United States that everyone reports on everyone. It's not just about inmates, but about guards. They report on each other, on their colleagues.
Are you talking about the Rule 35?
That were
very interesting. So maybe in that particular prison, the culture is much more rampant as far as its niche culture, but that happens. So if you're out here doing wrong, you're doing the wrong thing, it wouldn't be the police that gets you. It would be your own friend, your coworker, your family member, yourself. You got guys that tell on themselves on social media, going TikTok, Instagram, and whatnot, flashing the fruits of their stolen labor. They flash all that. The police are just sitting there watching. After time, the police could just sit at a desk all day and browse social media and find the evidence right there and lock you up based on that. I've seen that. I've seen guys get locked up based on Instagram direct messages. So, yeah, that's something. And here's one more thing. This is very interesting about how people in prison view the mainstream media. Very interesting clip right here.
For example, in my prison, there were 35 people, and no one believes CNN or other networks on Ukraine, on elections. Everyone knows that all of this is not true.
I believe it. I believe it 100% because people, I mean, I don't believe the media. I stopped believing the media years ago, years and years ago, even before I became openly conservative and talking online. I stopped believing in the media a long time ago. Okay, Fox is decent, but even they go in there and say some weird stuff sometimes. I mean, just by virtue of having Caitlyn Jenner on there, it's like, okay, you're talking about she. Meanwhile, I'm looking at a whole decathlete right here, 6'3", with these big, broad shoulders. Okay, you're not fooling the soul. But as I close, I'm going to say this. That was a very interesting interview. I'm sure there's more clips available. I'll link to whatever I can find in the description box. You may not be able to get RT in your country if you don't live in the U.S. or if you live in the U.S. Might be kind of hard to find RT. They've been censored from everything, and that's part of the point. We realize that a lot of the mainstream media is bogus, and they work hand-in-hand with the politicians and big tech to X out competition, to X out those that they don't want to be seen by the general public. We all understand that, and they see it as well in prison. A lot of what you see on television is just what the ruling and elite class, what they want you to believe, rather than the actual truth. But I think I'll leave that right there for now. And what say you? How do you feel about that interview? Do you think that he was telling the truth? Was it propaganda from Russia? Whatever your thoughts are, let me know in the comments below. You guys pretty much know where I'm at. That was a true interview. Okay? Is it propaganda? Maybe. But does it make a difference if it's true? I don't care what the purpose of the thing is. I don't care why the interview was done. That's not even really important. All I care about is it true? Did he lie? Was it accurate? That's all that matters. If I say 2 plus 2 is 4, it doesn't matter why I said 2 plus 2 was 4. The fact is that 2 plus 2 is indeed 4. But whatever your thoughts are, please let me know in the comments below. And that's all I got to say for this video. If you like what you heard, please comment, rate, share, and subscribe. Peace.
All right, and on that note, let's go ahead and bring Dee into the conversation here. Welcome in, Dee.
Good evening.
It's nice to hear you again.
Thank you. Nice to be heard. By you, particularly.
Yeah, this is our old, it feels like we went back in time.
Yeah, I'm feeling the vibe. Are you feeling it? I do.
A car?
Say again?
Are you driving right now?
I surely am. I'm heading
okay.
I have to do my midnight shift. I totally forgot, when I have to do a day shift, I did this morning, I really only have a few hours in between the next one starting. And I went up late, and I was trying to leave by 9:30 and be up by 8:30. They gave me time to freshen up then, but, everything got pushed back a half hour. I was so wiped out today. I had to visit my dad in the hospital he's in and bring him clothes. So I had to get shopping for him and then bring the clothes. My son, he has pink eye, so I had to see the doctor for him and get the prescription. I had takeout food today. I never have takeout. I took all my kids' meals. I meal prepped for days, and I didn't even feel like taking out any leftovers. I didn't feel like doing. I bought Wendy's, and I had a double with cheese, and it was delicious.
I had their mozzarella burger recently. It wasn't bad. It was decent.
Oh, I've never heard of that. I didn't even look that far into the menu. I was just like, just give me 2 pieces of beef. Just give me 2 pieces of bread. But a mozzarella burger? Are you saying they put a slice of mozzarella cheese or like mozzarella sauce on it?
No, it's mozzarella cheese and marinara sauce.
Mmm. Interesting. I did not see that. No. I don't know if I want to venture my way out on it. So Wendy's is the best bet to me. If you're going to get fast food, that's probably the best. Of all of the things that's out there. In my opinion. Can you hear the car?
Yeah, well, not just hear the car, but you're very faint. On a 1 to 10, I would say your audio is like a 5.
Really? Wow, and I'm using this super technology and these AirPods. I know what to do.
So I really have to pay attention.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
Well, I'm not saying I don't pay attention, but it's you have to hear extra hard because I feel like I'm putting my ear right to the phone almost.
Oh,
and I'm
goodness.
I have you on speakerphone.
Ah, okay. You sound crisp and clear as usual. The only time I don't hear you is when you run off to stand a little to your right.
Oh, well, she's not home yet.
Ah, okay. Now, your time is 7 o'clock, so she normally gets home around this time, right?
It depends. Sometimes she does some after-school work that she gets paid overtime for.
Okay.
But
all right.
Today
how does that sound?
Today she's at a Christmas party.
Oh, fun. And you miss out on so much, though, when you do your show. Do you feel like you're missing out on whatever she's doing at this time?
Not really.
Do you hear me better?
Eventually, if SpyBook pays us enough that I could justify an income and pay a salary, then my goal is to work BIL from like 7 to 3 and then do a show from 3 to 6 and then at 6 o'clock just be done.
Can you hear me better?
That's my life goal so that I can, I don't have to be here at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, no, those are good goals. And I don't see SpyBook really coming through for the BIL or anybody who really has any faith in a God that doesn't require sacrifice of babies, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, we made 8-something a couple times. I think our record is 881.
Not bad. For like a month or?
A month.
And what
so
about
it is conceivable. Forget YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know.
But I'm not saying that I can't make it on SpyBook because I can. I could see it. It's just that if I could quadruple what we're doing, then we'll be okay.
Well, I've been seeing a lot more on grounding and people living that as a lifestyle. And, you know, whenever I do, I always try and interject. By the way,
yeah.
You know, if you go to freedomizerradio.com, you can always check out the founder of this organization. You know, I try to plug. But it's like,
yeah.
I think people are starting to become more aware of different ways to heal the body, and there's so many studies on grounding, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I didn't expect to even go into this today, so that's cool. I find it funny occasionally, and I'm not saying this happens a lot, but if somebody sees me and then they'll I've had people come up to me and ask me if I've heard of Barefoot Is Legal before.
Stop it.
Wish I was
that's
kidding.
That's so funny. That is so funny. That is so funny.
Well, we're at the point, I think, where a lot of people out there have seen something I've posted, but they might not be putting two and two together that we're more than just
a meme that they saw once a couple years ago.
Right. And it's funny because I had heard of Barefoot is Legal before I met you. I believe it was through Facebook, or Spybook, as you call it.
Yeah.
And people were debating, you know, the legalities of it. And some people, I think, didn't care too much for the legality. They just found it to be unusual, odd, uncomfortable. Just the thought of it made them uncomfortable. And, you know, we have so many things that we're programmed to believe. You know, we're programmed to believe that you have to wear shoes. You don't. And they don't. They hurt feet in so many ways. And then, but to break your mind out of that is really, it's almost like deprogramming yourself, but you have to do it almost with the immersion of just actually going out barefoot. You know what I mean? Like, just do it. Cold turkey, leave the shoes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if I didn't live in New York, it's freaking 30 degrees out here. You know, and we had snow the other day. We had about 4 inches where I live, but in the city, it was
like
disgusting.
Yeah, but the thing is, other than me telling you to try it at least once to see if you'd like it, I don't think I've ever, like, demanded that you do it.
No, never. And you know what? And I've shown you pictures of my feet in the bare, like, in the buff in Manhattan. You know, in the summertime, I was walking around the cobblestone streets of Soho.
That's entirely your choice. I'm not. The thing is that you can win people over when you're not forcing your beliefs on somebody.
Absolutely true.
That's absolutely where I'm going with it, and I'm still hoping that we can get you out of New York City.
Yeah, really, that's the goal too. That is the goal. And I'm dead serious about, like, living in an RV, like, minimalist, tiny house lifestyle.
I still see you coming out here to Southern Utah for some reason.
You do? That's not a bad idea. I could see that or Arizona or Nevada still. Anywhere outside of this hellhole. This place is awful.
Well, I guess it just depends. If you could work at home, then maybe there's a city in between called Mesquite in Nevada.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you are trying to latch on to another business type thing where you work in public, then your options in my area would be Vegas or St. George for the most part.
I've got some traveling to do. my retirement is coming soon, I know, because I just recently got drug tested. And when they drug test you, they cut chunks of your hair out. So that's not fun, especially for me. They have to grow it back.
So what do they do when they drug test you and you shave your head?
They'll take you from somewhere, okay?
Okay, so they want you to bend over so they can take some pubic hairs?
They would do that.
Okay.
They would do that. And there are some guys who are, like, avid swimmers who have had nothing, and they will wait for you to grow some in and take that.
Yeah, I was, 10 years ago, if you and I would have had that conversation we had on Thursday with nudity, I'm sure you would have thought I was crazy if I said that. But now it just seems like a lot of that stuff just isn't as important anymore.
No, I hear that.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but there's going to be a discussion later on this week about free energy with the nuclear fusion.
Oh. No.
So
I thought that was like the stuff of sci-fi movies. Or like
Adventure
Zone?
No, I heard a couple of people talking about it today, and then I had to go look it up, and that's the discussion. So the thing is that when they do this, your electric will be basically free as opposed to paying an electric company. However, they say that it's going to take so many minerals out of the earth that no one will be allowed to drive a car anymore.
Whoa. Like any car?
Yeah, the World Economic Forum and General Motors has signed on to this already where they want no one owning a car anymore.
What? Well, I heard an older woman on the World Economic Forum panel. I'm not sure who she is, but she said that we can get rid of all the problems we have in society if we just have the same number of people on Earth as we had 500 years ago.
Yeah, I've talked about that. Yeah, they want to bring it. They want to take it back old school, like the 1400s.
Good luck. I think we should start with them, you know, honestly.
Yeah, do we really have a need for a George Soros or a Klaus Schwab anymore?
No, really, we don't. And, you know, when you think about it, the number of people that are running the world really number in like maybe the 1,500 or 2,000 mark. It's not a lot of people. Not a lot of these multi-billionaires that have this type of power over politicians or to, you know, over the banking industry or.
And most of them have
finance.
No kids.
Yeah, that's creepy. Soros only has one kid. You would think the man be out peppering the world with maybe he has more kids and they're illegitimate. We don't know. But now apparently you don't even need people to have kids. You could use stem cells. You don't need humans anymore. You can build kids in a pod, surround them with fluid, throw some vitamins at them.
So, yeah, they're really letting you know that they don't have a need for us anymore. But I would venture to say that we're more useful than they are. All they do is destroy stuff. We just try to live about our day-to-day activities.
Holy crap. This car next to me is on fire, like, right now.
Oh.
I'm literally looking at a car fire.
Do you need to help them?
Oh, no. Good Lord. I'm not equipped. But he just pulled over. It looked like the car was smoking under the hood. And now
it's
a completely full-on blazing on fire. And it's funny because I'm stuck in traffic right now, believe it or not, because up ahead there's like police and what looks like a tow truck, so it's possibly like a disabled car or an accident. But now we've got a car on fire that was just coming down the road, like, you know, like the rest of us. Like two calamities all in
one.
See,
I thought you were trained in that kind of stuff, so you might have, it might be your civic duty to do something.
I wish, no, I don't have a fire extinguisher in my car. I should have one, right? In fact, that person said that it was a taxi.
Oh.
I tried to get a picture. Let me show you.
Oh, I believe you.
It's hard to. Yeah, no, but this is pretty cool. How often do you see a car on fire? I mean, I don't like to, like, rubberneck, you know, sit around and stare at things. I really like to go to my destination as quickly and safely as possible. But yeah, that's pretty. So like this, I'm in the third lane, and that car is in the middle lane, and on the outermost lane is the car on fire.
Yeah.
So the police have taken up the center lanes here.
Okay, so as long as somebody else is there, you're off the hook.
Yeah, I am, thankfully. This is crazy.
Wow, that's kind of a weird color.
I know. It's state troopers.
Yeah.
So it looks like you've got 10 state troopers and county police.
And I see it's also 30 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. What a nightmare. I'm out of there. Oh, smokes. But now you got a car on fire just up the road. Hey, police, sorry to bother you. I know you're busy doing something else over here, but never a dull moment, huh, Bruce? Oh, set. Holy crap. Yeah, I know I sent you a video today about how we really don't need people to make babies anymore. And I think that the way that these companies are going to try and sell that is they have to first convince the public that, you know, giving birth naturally does all of these bad things to your body. It's so unsanitary. It's so painful. It's so you're at risk for disease. They're going to show how the mortality rates of either newborns or mothers are the driving reason behind this. And then eventually they're going to start to disparage it and make it look like it's vulgar and crude, you know, and so passe. And, you know, you're going to get
poo-pooed if you consider. See, I was looking at it on another angle, like if they have everybody being gay in life, and who knows, they might ban heterosexuality. Then you'll have no choice but to go to the state and try to fill out paperwork to have a baby, because you won't be able to do it otherwise.
If they obliterate gender, they could do that with just the gender all alone, make it so that nobody really has any identity, you know?
Yeah.
But this is like, did you ever see the movie The Island?
No.
I think it's basically the premise is that there are these people who are told that they'll be chosen by lottery randomly to go to this beautiful island. It's tropical, and it's like, you know, I guess if they do well in everything, they earn it as a reward, but they don't know when their time will come. And they end up in a room where they say they're, I guess, going to be vaccinated or something, and they get put under, and their organs are removed, essentially. So
okay.
What it is that these people are just kept isolated from the rest of society because they are the clones of certain people who can afford to have them as a backup in case their organs fail or they start, you know, aging rapidly or they become ill. These people are the ones to harvest from. So apparently one of them sneaks out. You know, one sneaks out, he finds his clone, and he's like, hey, dude, like, they've got us isolated somewhere, and they're telling us that, you know, we're going to some island, but we're really just here for you to harvest organs from. And the dude's like, yeah. Like, so? But, yeah, it's not a happy ending, and it's not a great movie, but this is exactly what it reminds me of. Like, what's to stop them from replicating our DNA? Are replicating the superhuman that we thought we could make, you know, when we modify our own fertilized embryos, cells, you know. It really could go so many ways. Look, we already have data, our personal information being sold so that other companies can profit off of it, and that's how they keep their costs low and their stock up, you know. So what's to stop them from doing the same with actual tissue and blood cells and DNA? We're supposed to trust that these people have integrity. And these labs, they just popped up out of nowhere. They've been practicing this on what? Mice? Rats? I don't believe that either. Right, exactly. You did it on monkeys first? Oh, okay. You use pigs because they're closest to human tissue? I don't buy it.
Yeah, if it's globalist, I don't... If a globalist told me it was hot outside, I would grab a sweater.
Right. Truly. I'm thinking, what would you do if your car just went on fire? Like, of course you'd turn off the car. But
But this dude still had the engine running. I could hear it running as I passed him.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he just pulled over and got out. Headlights were on and everything. So, like, well,
how
do you
turn
it off?
That's, like, the first thing I would try. I would feel like I would try to, if I shut the car off early enough when it was smoking, maybe it wouldn't catch on fire. And then if it cools off, maybe I could drive off.
Right. And that thermostat, wouldn't it be telling you that it's,
yeah.
Wouldn't it tell you the car is getting a little hot under the hood? Like, to the point of maybe burning? At what point does the car catch fire, though? Like, what conditions have to be there in order for the car to just start incinerating?
Well, one of your BFFs is listening. I could draft him and see if he can answer.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd like an answer to this, please. Thank you so much.
But normally it would be either no radiator fluid or water, or there's oil that's either too thin or non-existent.
Good point. Yeah, so you'd have to be a pretty bad driver or not taking good care of your car to get that point.
All right. He accepted the bat signal.
Yay.
Yo.
Oh, snap.
What's up?
Bobito.
What are you doing?
Well, talk to him. He just came in, so he doesn't know your story.
Okay. So I'm driving down, I'm driving on the Sprain. And there's some police activity because I guess there's a car accident up ahead. There's a lot of state troopers. You know, you got a lane blocked or whatever. And so about two lanes over from me is this Lincoln Town Car, you know, the ones that are mostly used for, like, taxi services.
Right.
And his it looks like he's smoking under the hood. He's smoking a lot because it's cold out here. You can see it. It wasn't just steam. So he pulls over, and then I start to see, like, an orange glow from under the hood. And it looks like he's about to go open the hood. And the freaking car's on fire. I start seeing flames coming out from under the... What the heck? And I was just asking, what conditions have to be there for your car to be on fire?
Well, either his transmission went on fire, or he probably, maybe his fuel line sprung a leak and somehow caught fire.
What a disaster. But isn't there a way to prevent that? Like, would your thermostat be going up saying the car is getting hot?
No, the thermostat is only for your water temperature.
Oh, okay.
That has nothing to do with the heat in the engine, the, as far as, like, if there was a fire. If there was
Wouldn't you have a
engine,
check engine light on?
It could have come on all the time. It could have been on, yeah. You don't know.
Happened.
Some people... I've driven a truck with a check engine light on.
Mm-hmm.
With an engine light on, and they tell you it's drivable. You drive it. You know, so.
I see.
You know.
What a disaster.
Yeah, but you were talking earlier about your, I'm guessing about the cloning of the, I'm guessing you were talking about cloning of,
of the baby thing.
Those babies.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When I give, I donate blood a lot, right? And they always take a little. There's no doubt in my mind that there's a sample of that blood that goes somewhere else.
That's what I thought. The same with that whole ancestry.
There's no way
that
blood, because that's not, for all intents and purposes, once you donate that blood, that's not your blood anymore.
Right.
They can do what they want to do with that.
Right.
You know, and I think the technology now exists where they can, you know, they can create their own human now.
Yes, they can. And we see that.
I mean, they've done it where they could genetically create a baby in the womb, so to speak. You know, they could mass produce.
Right.
Oh my God, the thought of it is
new, where you can pay
insane.
now by choice to raise your child like this because you don't want to give birth or you don't have a uterus. What does that sound like? A woman without a uterus.
Yeah. Hello.
You know, you're sickly or you don't want to deal with the potential of miscarriage because you've had several.
Or you've had several abortions.
Say that again, Vito?
Well, you've had several abortions.
Yeah, and now your uterus is damaged. Or you're just brain damaged.
Huh.
Right. But I've seen their faces. They took, like, bone DNA from somebody, and they were able to create a whole new being in a lab. It didn't survive long. I think it didn't survive 2 weeks. It happened.
Wow. It's just insane now what's going on.
Right. Like, this is like the stuff of movies. That's why it's, like, reminded me of that movie, The Island, like I just told Proof. And it reminds me of The Matrix, of course. Gattaca, Demolition Man, where people were having sex with virtual reality headsets.
Demolition Man, that movie made me wonder, like, what the hell? You know, that movie was very, I wouldn't say eye-opening, but it really caught my attention.
Yeah, it was so strange. Like, you couldn't kiss. Nobody believed in, like, making out.
Well, you've seen the movie Sleeper, right?
No.
You have to watch that movie, The Sleeper, from Woody Allen. It's a comedy, but it's a guy who wakes up in the future from a coma, and things are just completely off the hook. Crazy.
Woody Allen?
Woody Allen, yeah, The Sleeper. It's like one of his good movies, one of the few good movies he's made. And it really does, make you, that movie also, it's like, where the hell do you get this kind of ideas from?
I mean, you gotta wonder, like, how much these writers, like, are they prophesying, you know, like, what's
prophesying, believe me.
Because I know
they're
that the Hollywood really puts a lot of their scripts through the CIA. Their hands first. Like, they run a lot of stuff through the government's hands, especially when it's going to be something, I guess, futuristic or scientific. I don't think there's any exception. I think every freaking movie goes through CIA checks first. Because even the most innocent and most innocuous seeming shows will have some type of propaganda inserted into it or some type of truth just in the lines peppered throughout. And it's like, how the hell... Like, there was a TV show I remember seeing that there was some propaganda coming through. It was called Psych. It's like where some dude has this gift. He's like one of those private detectives type of a thing, and he just has this knack for seeing beyond what's happening in a room or a situation. And, he gave, like, this little speech to his partner, and it was like, straight up about the government or something, and I was like, what the hell is going on here? This is the last place I expected something like this. So
100%
what the hell is, like, this world is like
100%.
Always, just when you think you understand the world, you got, like, you know, everything being manipulated. It's the weather, you know, humans' emotions. And now, Elon is like, Elon is winning people over and then telling them that he's almost ready to put that chip into people through the FDA.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah. And I'm like, you know,
hey,
come
wait,
on, you're going to trust this guy?
Right.
You're really going to trust this guy? Come on.
But we trust you with Twitter, dude, but we don't trust you with our brains. There's a big jump between social media and human, like, you know, manipulation. I don't know.
Yes, so true.
But like I said, they they like to disparage people, you know, who oppose. They're gonna start mocking you if you say anything bad about Elon. The next thing you know, the celebrities will jump on, and nurses will dance in the hallways outside of the neurologist's office. Or there'll be TikTok. You know, it's like,
Well, I mean, they're going after Elon now because of what he's doing.
I know.
But I've said this a lot over the last couple of years with Elon Musk. He's a globalist, but he hates the other globalists. He's not our friend, but he's their enemy. So it's not like he's necessarily good. He's just doing the fight that we are not doing. So he's deciding to do it.
So what do you think about his Halloween costume where he's like wearing, you know, like Baphomet on his chest and has like upside down crosses? Like, it just comes to a point where it's like, how do we favor one Satanist over the other? Like, is there such a thing? Is there like the good Satanist and the bad Satanist? I don't know.
I never said that Elon Musk was a Christian.
Oh, no, I didn't think so. I'm just saying, like, you know, when it comes to the evil elitists, like, is there evil and more evil? Is there like a spectrum? That's my supposed
to
appreciate.
Well, yeah, kind of, because the old school globalists, they want mass death. They want everything done. They want a total terraformed Earth, whereas Elon Musk just wants to manipulate people and take their money. And everybody else can live, but he's the king.
Right. And he talks about Mars, life on Mars.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's legitimately habitable, but he seems pretty optimistic.
Well, what's to say it's not, though?
I don't know.
You know the Mars rover only goes 2 miles a year, right?
No, I didn't know that, no.
Yeah,
that's
so 2 miles a year, it's been up there for, what, 20 years, 30 years? So it's gone 40 or 50 miles?
Wow.
Not too far.
So you can spend 20 years in the Nevada desert at 2 miles a year and go nowhere.
Right.
And that's what they're probably filming. Yeah.
It's insane.
Or maybe people live underground in Mars. Who knows? We don't have any idea.
Just like they did in the movie Total Recall.
That's true. The aliens, they left the technology behind. Thank the alien. Wait, Proof, I don't think I've ever asked you if you believe in all the alien stuff.
Well, I'm just going to leave it simple that I just think it's the stupidest thing ever that Earth would have the only planet that has life on it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's like,
but like, are the aliens our friends or our enemies? Like, you know?
Well, I'm sure there's other civilizations that are more technologically advanced than we are, and there's some that civilizations that we might be more advanced than them. I'm willing to believe that.
Did you ever hear I don't know if it's a myth, about how we're a slave race and there were two brothers, alien brothers, and they warred over one, had compassion for us and felt like we had potential to be sentient and, I guess, sovereign, and the other brother wanted us to just remain slaves. You ever heard that one?
No.
Yeah, and so they fought, they killed one another, and we ended up here fending for ourselves with whatever technology they left behind.
Makes sense. It's very popular.
I don't know.
But I guess one of my questions would be, though, is how much of the galaxy did our Lord and Savior create, and how much of it was somebody else?
I mean,
and I don't
know
the answer.
God always refers.
The thing is, could our Lord and Savior be somebody else too, Poof? We don't know.
But God always used the plural when referring to themselves. God always said, let us go down and let us see. Let us make man in our, you know?
Yeah, but we don't have any clue how many other galaxies there are.
Right.
No.
And we don't know if one person created all of that. I don't know. And it's never really been mentioned. I just know that for what we can see and what we know, that one man is responsible. But if there's a galaxy 400,000 light years away, I don't know if the same person created that or if that was somebody else.
That's the thing. I don't think that God is one anything. We can't even fathom what God is. And no. God used the plural to refer to himself. So it's like I don't know. It's the most complicated creator and author and father.
Are you putting gas in your car?
I surely am. Okay, my yellow LED.
How did I know that?
Yeah, you're coming around with me to everything, mister. This is my day. And there's a light breeze out, so it's not killing me to stand out here. But if it were windy, I'd be like, nope. Looks like I'm going to go dry. The gas, by the way, is $3.33 at this particular pump for regular. The premium is $4.13.
Yeah, I was in North Carolina yesterday. I think it's like $2.49 a gallon.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm jealous.
No.
See, the stations here are hovering around $4 now.
Wow.
So it's gone down since the midterms. It's gone down about 50 to 60 cents out here.
Yep.
Wow.
So
yeah, I heard that's not
gas,
for the last
depending on where you go, it's anywhere from $3.97 to like $4.06.
Yeah, that Venezuelan gas, boy. That's really saved us.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, okay.
No, I didn't
knows?
Know if we got the Venezuelan gas yet. That's why I'm asking.
No,
no,
dude,
I don't think we did yet, no.
We
too
haven't
soon.
Got, no way have we gotten that yet, Poof.
Yeah, it's too soon. Unless they're BSing us, and they've already been pumping and you know,
uh-huh.
just decided to let the news know.
And it's very possible.
$49.81 to fill it.
I'm still trying to understand how it's to protect the climate that we buy gas in Venezuela as opposed to doing it here.
Yeah.
It's not. That's a good deal.
Did say that?
Yes. Yeah, they that's said because of climate change, we have to buy the gas in Venezuela instead of producing in the United States.
Yeah.
I heard several reasons, but that was one of them for sure, yes.
I'm saying. Insane.
Oh, back in the car.
Okay.
So thankfully there are many people at work, so I can hang out with you guys. That's why there's two people there with me tonight.
I was discussing this earlier today before you came in, B and Vito, but I shared an article on Saturday, and I got a 30-day ban on Spybook for doing a Facebook Live or advertising on any of my business pages because I shared an article from the Gateway Pundit that said that Hunter Biden is suing Fox News.
Come on. You can't even mention his name now. They just have the algorithm set to just destroy everything with his name.
And I'll send you a link real quick. I know you're driving. But when you get a chance, you can look at it.
Yeah, in about 3 minutes, I'm going to pull over and park for the next hour and a half or so.
No, that's fine, but I'm not the only one. So I posted on this on Saturday, and
so you mentioned Hunter Biden, and they give you and they gave you, they put you in jail.
Yeah.
That's not even like a bad article saying that he's suing.
No. No.
No, if anything, you're helping Hunter rehabilitate himself, possibly.
Yeah.
Right. That's so weird. Proof, you never know what's going to land you in jail. I really think you have way too many so-called fact-checkers looking at you. There's a way to block a lot of them. You have to go into your settings.
Yes and no. More pop up if you do that, so it doesn't... maybe for a few hours it helps, but then they just, oh, this person doesn't have that many fact checkers. Let's add some.
Yeah, what
yeah,
a
I'm
shame.
Surprised I haven't been putting. I'm surprised I haven't been putting Facebook jail with all my Brittany Griner stuff that I've been putting on there.
Yeah, if you had a TikTok account, you would have been suspended a long time ago.
But it's just sad on that because. Yeah, I'm not saying anybody should be arrested over marijuana.
No.
But at the same time, you're going to trade the merchant of death for a WNBA player.
A man.
Right.
A transsexual WNBA player.
Yes.
Yes.
But the reason why was because that particular person identifies as female, and they're black, and they're gay, and they're a celebrity. So that's more important than anyone else.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's just sad that you have to check boxes in order to be a better human.
At least be perceived as a better human.
Yeah. You have to conform.
Right, because, look, the mask meant that you cared about other people.
Now look
it didn't mean that you were coughing or you had a cold.
Again.
Right. It means I'm protecting you. So, and I'm telling you, I don't understand how any doctor or organization got away with saying that being vaccinated protected other people. We have never heard that in our entire lives, and all of us have childhood vaccinations. So I don't even.
Even though all these studies have come out, even though everybody, including the Asian lady on CNN that bragged about wearing scams, and then she said that her son now has a permanent speech impediment because of the scams. Now they're going to go back to telling you they're good again?
Wow.
Yeah, New York City, they're pushing them. They said that there's a rise in COVID hospitalization. You know, my question is how many of those people have been vaccinated out of hospitalized with COVID?
Well, that's besides the point.
Huh.
Because if they told you that, it's like 3-1. For every one person that gets COVIDs, there's three people that, or one person that did not get the gene therapy, then there's three that did. So it's overwhelming that people that got the juice are the ones getting sick, but that doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. To them, it does not matter. It's a COVID.
That's right.
It's a COVID sick person that's sick. And we don't want this disease to spread, this virus to spread.
So
are we still
in
a pandemic of
being
vaccinated? I'm sorry. What was that?
All right. Go ahead, B, and then I'm going to send you a link here. Because we'll talk about this.
I was just asking if we're still in a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Somebody help
Not
me.
No more.
Oh, okay.
No, I
couldn't remember.
I didn't understand, you know, I didn't understand what the vaccine amnesty was about at first.
Mm-hmm. Now you do?
You know, but now I think I pretty much understand what they're talking about. Now, I thought they were talking about people that weren't vaccinated that should be given amnesty, but I'm finding out now that it's more about the vaccinated that want the amnesty. I don't understand how that works, but... You know, the logic behind it, but all right.
Yeah.
Well, you figured that out.
Yeah.
I see what she sent me here.
Okay.
This is the Severe Epidemic Enterovirus Respiratory Syndrome 2025. Another fictional scenario.
They just did another thing like they did with COVID back in 2015. They just did another fake pandemic exercise training.
Right, and they record it like it's a movie. They get actors and everything. This is like Event 201.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, we know they mean business, huh?
And this one, they if you remember, over the last month, they found three different labs where 80% of the people that came in contact with this disease died. So now that we have the labs, now we know what the labs are about to be used for unless we arrest these people.
And then it's going to happen.
Right.
So unless everybody, and I mean everybody, shares this out like your life depends on it and puts this in everybody's faces and people believe it and then they share it, unless that happens, then this will go on, and all we'll be able to do is say, I told you so, as everybody is lining up for the worst disease that has come out in a long time.
Now, fewer and fewer, more and more people are starting to kind of wake up to what's going on with the, people are dropping dead. They're starting to put two and two together.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of scam wearers out there.
That's the truth.
Absolutely.
They still drive around. They still drive around with a mask on.
Like it's going
and
to save
people tell me, because I've been to restaurants here in the city and I've asked the wait staff why are they wearing it, and they said that it was just habit.
We feel safe.
It's the habit. Mm. I'm so used to it. Well, stay used to your pneumonia that you're going to get from the lung bacteria that's building up in your chest right now.
Yep. I mean, even I have a sleep apnea mask, and every couple of days you have to clean it. If you don't clean it, you're gonna come down with some serious respiratory infection.
Right.
And it's just a simple, cleaning of, they tell you to use, the sleep CPAP machine cleaner, which I'm not doing. And that's why I went online. You use two parts vinegar, one part water.
That's smart.
And you're good to go. And that's what I do. So instead of using two parts vinegar, I use all parts vinegar and no parts water. That's all.
Let me tell you,
I
bought a concoction that is like, it's vinegar based and it has lemon in it. But it's a house cleaner. I forgot the name of the brand, but
you
can
buy
it
in Dollar Tree, I think. No.
No, I got this one's pretty expensive. This was not like your regular, like home cleaner. But
okay.
I got it because I had been abandoning all of the detergents once I learned that, even your soap, like laundry soap and fabric softener, get absorbed into your skin and they disrupt your whole system. But now I understand, a little bit more about it. So I switched to freaking vinegar, baking soda. I was using salt to scrub stuff. You talk about living really much more simply. But just in my research stage, I bought some products that, claim to be just without all of these chemicals, and they had a very basic list of ingredients. And I stuck with that as a baseline to kind of recreate it myself. But vinegar everywhere in my house. I got so sick of the smell, Vito. And then I learned that you could just throw it in a washing machine, and it works better than fabric softener.
Vinegar,
a full cup of it, and you wash. And to get the soap, the smell washes it away. Like, it washes away with the cycle, but it softens the clothes. It gets rid of stains. It gets rid of, long-lasting odors that you might have had embedded. It's amazing. I was so tired of smelling it. I was like, please, I need a rescue, like something. I need a change. And I use a dish soap that's based, it's like enzyme based now, so I don't get dry, crunchy hands. And I wash dishes all day. I don't have a dishwasher. I am the dishwasher. Right. So I'm still thankful. But when you want to get rid of these chemicals, proof, like your whole life changes. Everything goes. Everything that you think is good for you or that was harmless or innocuous is gone. And that leaves you with really nothing. It's almost like living like an Amish person, you know, here in New York. Without the horse and the buggy, of course.
Right.
But all the things those people avoid are things that harm us. All the EMFs and all that other stuff we're subjected to all day, the Wi-Fi signals, the cell phones. They don't deal with that crap.
It's true.
I'm going to 7-Eleven. I need something to drink.
Okay, so I guess that leaves us, Vito.
No.
You got it, man.
I'm so thirsty. Like, I left my house, like, literally just washed up and, like, put the kid to bed, threw on a jacket, and got in my car. It was freaking freezing. I don't like to wear my coat in my car because I know it's going to be warm in a few minutes. But
yeah.
I don't know. The cold, when it's like this, you know, it just goes right into your bones, man. It's hard to get warmed up.
I have not been in a 7-Eleven in many years.
Yeah? They have some nice cold
juices. Yeah, I've been living outside of inside of Love's for the last 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe
bad.
You're a trucker.
And Walmart.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I just cooked the sirloin steak in my truck.
No way.
While we were talking.
Holy
I bought
crap.
An electric grill. I bought an electric grill. I threw some seasoning on it, and boom.
No freaking way.
Way. And it was good, too. It was a little overcooked, but, you know, I only paid, like $15 for two small steaks. So, you know, it's a learning process.
Nobody's perfect. We won't hold
I mean,
that.
I have a small charcoal grill that I bought also, but I haven't bought the charcoal for it. And that's coming next.
I'm not getting
the
slurpee.
I make pasta in the truck.
I love pasta. I don't miss it, though. I gave it up. I'm trying
well,
to live that,
I don't have it
carnivorous,
that
often. Trying to live a carnivorous lifestyle. I eat beef all day.
I've been living off of tuna fish.
Oh my god, no! In a can?
Tuna fish? No, not in a, actually not in a can. And they make them in the packets now.
Yeah, the pouches. Mm.
It's just enough to put on a slice of on bread and then make a sandwich with it.
No kidding.
I'm a pickle freak, and I've been trying all different sorts of pickles. And
I like pickles.
You know, every time, oh man, I go to Walmart. If I could take the whole store shelf and just throw in the cart, you know, I mean, only certain pickles, of course. But you know, I would, but I just don't have the space for it, and it's too heavy to carry around.
No kidding.
But it's good though. I mean, I have pickles from. I'll make eggs for breakfast. I make hard-boiled eggs at home, and I put them, I store them in vinegar in jars, and I bring it with me, but, sometimes I'll actually cook, I'll cook an egg. I have a form that makes, it steams the egg, and I put it in between bread, and it tastes pretty good, man.
Sounds good. Yeah, I have a few eggs every day. Quite a few.
Doesn't hurt you. It does not hurt you.
No, it does not.
It does not hurt you.
No.
I was watching a commercial on TV. They had some city somewhere, and I have Pluto TV. I watch New York. And some city somewhere, they offer the residents three chickens, three hens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, every person in this town.
Oh, wait,
right?
Wait. Wasn't
and
that
said,
my Facebook post? Didn't I post that?
Maybe, yeah, maybe you did. Maybe you did.
Yes.
I also saw it online. But can you imagine three hens reduces all your food waste, goes right to the chicken, and then the chicken makes the eggs, and you can eat the eggs. You know, and after a couple of years, the chicken doesn't make eggs anymore, and then, well, you're going to have it for dinner, or you're going to, you know, I don't know what else you're going to do with it.
That's
but,
right. The
that's
chickens
not,
eat all of your...
Not a
your
bad
chicken,
idea.
The chickens eat all of your food scraps, so it cut down on the waste in the landfills. Just absolutely true.
Yeah, and they... Yep.
You know what gets me now? The words natural flavors.
Yeah, there's nothing natural about it.
Oh, man.
See, I think it's funny when it says natural flavors with other natural flavors and other natural flavors. I love when they put the trifecta in there. That's always been funny to me.
I hate this world. And I just recently heard there's another asteroid headed towards Earth. Did you hear that one?
No.
Another one. Yeah. Another big one. That's going to shrivel up and turn to nothing, I'm sure. All right, so I got some apple juice. It literally says on the back, ingredients. Apple juice.
Okay.
And that's it?
And I got orange juice, and I got some sliced salami and cheese and two hard-boiled eggs. Not easy, but I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying?
So have you ever tried V or Beto just no sugar added, just straight organic cranberry juice?
Yes, it's awful.
I have never had straight organic cranberry juice, but Ocean Spray makes a diet cranberry
that's like
juice
the opposite.
That has less. Yeah. No,
yeah,
I have not had them.
All
have
you had to
had.
Say was Ocean Spray. There's nothing organic about that.
Yeah. No, that I know, but go ahead.
But if you ever need to get rid of a urinary tract infection, 2 days of drinking the totally non-GMO, organic, no sugar added cranberry juice, that tartness will fix that right up.
Oh.
Yeah,
what
sometimes
about cherry juice?
You could work on that for that. That's a more of a pain type thing, but it has to have no sugar and it has to be the organic non-GMO. Sometimes your body just craves that tartness for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I mixed mine with the organic pomegranate juice. The pomegranate is a little bit sweeter than a cranberry. I don't know if any of you have ever tried a fruit called a bergamot. It's not as tart or sour as that, but it is kind of tart. And it's, I'm not going to say it tastes good, but when your body craves it, to get rid of some kind of ailment that you have, it is worth it.
Hmm. And it's very low in carbs, too.
Not the Ocean Spray. The Ocean Spray, I think, has just as much sugar or more as most sodas.
No. I'm just talking about just the cranberry. I mean, I'm looking at, unfortunately, I'm on Amazon. It's really the only place I go to, but they have an organic cranberry powder.
Yeah.
Not extract, not concentrate, not juice powder. Not juice powder, not GMO, no preservatives, no additives, no sugar added.
There you go.
Powder. You can't reconstitute it into, I don't think you can.
Well, then what would you do with the powder then if you can't add water to it? You're not going to use it as flavoring.
Add two teaspoons to your favorite beverage or food smoothie.
Oh, okay, sir. They're using it like a vitamin.
Right.
Okay. Got it. Well, it's the same concept, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll give this a crack.
Why, do you have issues time to time?
Proof. Let me tell you something. I'm pissing like a racehorse. I think it's a prostate issue, but I get blood work done regularly, and my PSA numbers are flat. They're not, you know, there's nothing of concern. I mean, there are times I have to pull over, and I mean pull over on a highway on a shoulder, you know, I jump out of the seat and I have to go pee.
Hmm.
Boy, vey.
Yeah. Well, men have it a lot easier.
The bottle, I guess the bottle comes in handy to use later.
Well, yes, I've had to do that. You know, but then I'm worried about spilling the freaking bottle. I'm looking for the cap and put the cap on it.
Oh,
boy, vey.
That's my concern.
Mm. You know, I mean, this is in the same vein of this conversation, but it's a quadruped. It's my cat. She has, like, chronic urinary tract infections where she literally, like, pees blood for days. And then when I put her on, well, the vet puts her on amoxicillin, it goes away. But then she has to lick up these little, I guess, syrups or these pastes to kind of break up crystals if she gets them in her bladder. It's just, what a mess. Like, what a disgusting little pet to have. Can you imagine just, like, randomly, out of absolutely nowhere, her diet's fine, she plays normally, she sleeps well, she just starts peeing blood. And the house is disgusting because she tries to relieve herself literally everywhere.
Yeah.
You feel
but I don't think I can give my cat cranberry juice. She's definitely not going to drink it up. She's not going to listen to me.
No.
Well, that's where the powder would come in handy, V.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
I can mix it in with her foods and things?
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry to throw her in the conversation. I'm sorry. I just am so curious.
So we have a North Carolina caller. I think I know who this is, but let me go ahead and bring them in. Hello and welcome to the Proof Negative Show.
All right, how you doing? It's Joe Gibson. Yeah, you were right.
That's what I thought.
I wish you were thinking it with me.
Hello.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Well, God, I've been having a tough time. I have a new car. All right, I have a 2021 Ford Fusion, and it's fully covered with insurance. And I went to the gym on November 15th. And I, when I came out of the gym, somebody had smashed into my car.
Mm.
So, of course, nobody, of course, you know, smashed into the back of it. The back window was collapsed, shattered, and the trunk was dented, you know, pretty bad. It was about $6,000 worth of damage. But I didn't have my cell phone on me, and I really don't like the people, you know, the people behind the desk of the gym. They're complete jerks. But I walked in there and I said, you know, you got any cameras in out here at work or anything? And there's no cameras in that parking lot or anything like that. So I said, screw it. I'll just go home and see if I can drive the car because it was starting to rain and the back window was caved in. So I went home and I called my insurance company and they reported it. And obviously after you get through saying, you know, your date of birth, your DNA, what color your eyes are, your blood, you know, before you have to verify yourself 80 times before you get to the claims department, you know, 3 hours later. So then they asked me if I called the police. I said, no, I'm going to do that as soon as I get off the phone with you. So I called the police, and the police said, well, you know, we really wish you didn't leave the parking lot. I said, well, I didn't have my phone with me. I said, there was nobody there I can ask to use their phone. I don't do that because I don't like doing that. Because, you know, you don't go around asking people, hey, can I use your phone? You know, I just don't like doing that. And I didn't have mine with me because, you know, I don't like working out with it because I lose it. So, well, besides, I don't want to be bothered when I'm working out.
See, me, Joseph, not having a cell phone, I will do that.
Yeah.
If it's to call the police, oh, you better believe I'm going to be using a business cell phone.
So anyway, check this out, though. The cops say, well, can you come back, you know, to the scene and we'll do a report from there? And I said, well, can't you just do it over the phone? I mean, I didn't see who did it. There's no cameras there, you know. And you know, I said, besides, it's pouring rain out. It's got no back window. I don't want, you know, for the interior. It's got leather interior. I don't want it to get ruined. So it's, you know, $40,000 car, you know. So, limited edition, you know, I like it. You know, it was one of my favorite cars I bought other than my Mustang that I got years ago. But anyway, the insurance claim adjuster comes out. Now they start giving me crap. They said, well, the insurance company says, well, you didn't report it right away. You went home first. Why did you leave? You know, and they start asking me questions. They said, do you want to do an on-camera interview just to tell us what happened when you were at the gym and when you noticed the damage? Listen, I got full coverage. I said, if I take that car right now and drive it off the freaking bridge, you still got to pay for it, okay, as long as I pay my deductible.
Right.
What difference does it make? You know, so, well, this is turned over to Special Investigations now. I don't know why. Maybe it's my name here in North Carolina. Why? I don't understand. Now they wrote me a denial letter. They're not going to pay my claim. How can they get away with it? I don't understand. Every single law says they have to pay it, but yet Geico is going to tell me they're not going to pay it. I don't understand how they can get away with this. I just don't get it. You know, and I'm going to take them to court and win, but what the F, man? You know, I've been paying for insurance for 13 years through Geico, and, you know, $150 a month, full coverage for all my vehicles, my trucks, cars, everything throughout the years, and I finally get into an accident and make them have to pay, and they don't want to pay. You know, I mean, it's just really aggravating. It's just got me so worked up and pissed off. You know, I mean, it's Christmas time. I don't need this aggravation right now. You know, I can't take my kids anywhere, you know, because the car's all smashed up. I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. You know, and it's just something that is that, you know, this is one of the problems with our country today. Is there's no truth in advertising. It's always a bait and switch tactic. Insurance is only there until you need it. Lawyers only practice like doctors, and you know, and it's all a big scam and a ripoff. And the middle class guy always gets screwed. You know.
Hey, that reminds me, Vito, I want to tell you about my car happenings, and I have somebody coming over to help me on it tomorrow, but I don't know if I told you guys, last year, my wife sold my brand-new Hyundai Elantra because we got $5,000 more for it than what we paid for it, and I work at home, so it wasn't like I needed a brand-new car. So right. I have a Chrysler Sebring convertible that has 48,000 miles on it, and the battery died. So here I am thinking, oh, I could do a battery in 2 minutes. I did not realize that on these particular Chryslers, you have to take a tire off, and then you have to go under the car to go get your battery.
Yeah.
And the terminal that's closest to the inside of the car, I cannot reach it for some reason. So I have to get someone to come over and do a stupid little bolt for me.
Wow.
I just, for whatever, I was out there for an hour trying to reach that bolt. And I don't know why I can't get to it. Because the rest of it, I mean, taking the tire off sucks. Having to take off the battery harness, I get it. And the one terminal came off easy. But then trying to reach the second one, so, yeah, my car is has not been drivable for a couple of weeks.
Cuh. And it's all for stupid reasons. It's all for stupid, silly fixes or reasons, you know? And it's just, it's insane. It's insane. I mean, the thing of it is, too, is that I've been with this insurance company for 13 years, man. You know,
yeah.
And I've fully covered all my cars, and I've never had a claim. Why is my name
Red Flag? You should have said that your window's broken, your car is broken outside your house.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I just don't get why they're red flagging it, though. Why? I just don't understand. Like I said, it has collision and comprehensive. It doesn't matter if it's my fault or not. You know, they still have to pay for it, you know? I mean, unless the damage is more than what the value of the car is, which it's not. You know, the book value, I think, on
right.
it with the mileage is like $30,000 or something, or $28,000
or
something.
Yeah, honestly, I think they flagged it when the police asked you to go drive back up there, and then you said no.
Yeah. I
which
think
doesn't
that's what
make
it was.
Sense. Even
yeah.
if you walk, even if you walk into a police precinct, they would have to take a report there. They're not going to tell you to go where it happened.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. You know. I think they just know me and they're breaking my balls, you know? So, which part two is now to this is I've been trying to figure out, you know, you hear all these sovereign people running around. We have a right to travel. I have a right to travel. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and I always tell them, just get your damn driver's license, you know, and pay for the insurance, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, so I figured I'm gonna see if they're telling the truth here. I'm going to research this. So for the last 5 days, I've been up researching every right to travel case, every statute I can think of, and there is one way you don't have to register your car. Every single state in the union here, like, for instance, North Carolina law says you don't need license, tags, registration, et cetera, okay? It's found in North Carolina General Statutes 20-51, Section 2. All other vehicle laws are part of and subsequent to the registration exemption statute. So basically what this is doing is exempts you for special consideration not to register your car or have a license or et cetera. And it says it very clearly in the statute. So if you're pulled over, you show the cop that statute, they can't do anything. I mean, even if they do write you a ticket or want to take you to jail, you're going to go to court and show the judge this statute. They'd have to let you go, I would imagine. I mean, the statute is a statute. I mean, that's what we go by, even though I disagree with them. You know, I like common law, but it's still the statute. It's the law. I found it. And every state has this commerce exemption law. I just don't think people have ever found it. You got to, like, dig really deep and blow the dust off the statutes to find this stuff. You know, but it's there. I just couldn't believe it. And I cross-referenced it, and I checked with a few people. I said, does this really mean this? And they're like, yeah. Talked to a couple lawyers, too, and they're like, yeah, you walk into court, you'll win. So I'm surprised. Maybe that's how some of these people get off this stuff, maybe. I don't know, you know, but because there are a few sovereign people that do win sometimes, you know, sometimes. And I see in the videos that I did some research on, but most of them look like idiots. You know,
yeah.
I'm a sovereign, I'm on the land, you know. Shut up.
Well, I guess that was going to be my question here, Joseph, is that people claim they're sovereign, but when they're asses about it, that doesn't really help their case.
No, I know, right? Right? Or if they're trying to cash in their birth certificate.
Yeah.
Like there's some pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Well,
nobody
want to pay their taxes. They're
yeah.
millionaires, and they're like, "I'm sovereign. I don't have to."
Hey,
pay
I need I need a couple minutes. You three can talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
Oh yes, I'll give you a subject.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that's just. I mean, it is. But I did find that statue. That's interesting because I'm a notorious researcher, and I like looking things up and you know and cross checking things and. Because I'm a critic, you know, when people say this happened, I just don't believe people anymore when they tell me something. You know, I mean, it's just because everyone's so full of shit nowadays, it's not even funny. I mean,
yep.
you can't believe anyone.
That's true. And now they can lie with a mask on.
Yeah. Yeah, now they can lie with a mask on. You know, which is that coming back now? I haven't heard nothing about that lately. But is that finally gone, this COVID stuff, or is this still lingering around out there in the country?
Nah, it's in New York City. They're starting to push it again.
Really?
Yep.
down here in North Carolina.
They saw a rise in COVID hospitalizations in New York, a 30% rise.
Oh, wow. So it's on the rise here. Great.
Yeah, but they're not saying who's coming down with the COVID, though, who's hospitalized. Is it people that are vaccinated or is it people that are not vaccinated?
Yeah.
I tend to go with the vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, when that COVID thing first came out, I did my podcast show. I called the health department in California, and I got the guy on the phone there, and he didn't know we were on the radio. And I was just talking to him, you know, shooting him crap, asking him questions. And, man, he really blew the lid wide. I mean, I'm surprised. I'm wondering if he still works there, if they would have fired him because of that, because he was talking about stuff he was not supposed to talk about, the ID cards and everything. And I kind of felt bad afterwards. I didn't tell him I was doing a podcast show, but I was for that. And then I was like, "Nah, screw it," you know. I mean, you know, he's part of the problem. So, you know, he was talking about how the vaccines don't work and the masks don't work, but we're gonna enforce it. And I mean, it was just insane. I mean, this is back in 2020 when it was really getting into full swing, when everybody was panicking, and supposedly the whole world was dying. I still don't know anyone that died from COVID. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. They died with it, though, when they got shot, when they fell off a ladder, when they fell off a roof, when they drowned, when they died of cancer. They died with it.
I mean, I've never washed my hands at the gym. I'm always touching my face and everything, so I've never gotten it. Thank God. I don't know. I just don't think it's real. I've never gotten. As a matter of fact, I felt a lot better over the past couple of years. I mean, usually I get sick in the wintertime, you know, once or get a cold, but not for the past couple of years.
Good for you.
This vaccine. Yeah, well, I never got the vaccine. That's for sure.
Yeah,
they're coming at me with a weapon. That's how I see it. I'm defending myself.
Yep.
Yeah, I just heard another friend of mine got fired from a hospital for not refusing the vax. So, what are you going to do?
Come on, Harry.
Come. And that's sad, people losing their jobs because of it, you know?
Sad. It's infuriating. And they got away with it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, so it should be uncalled for. Lose your career because of something like that. That's just insane.
Well, I lost my job of 15 years. Oh. I don't think it's a surprise that I don't do just Freedomizer Radio for a living.
I don't know how you'd survive.
Hey, we were making good money the first 4 years here, actually. From
That's
2010
what you said
when
a couple
we first
times.
Started. What's that?
That's what you said a few times. And I was like, well, really? You know, really, where was he? Because I don't make really any money podcasting.
Well, we used to have 15 hours or 12 hours on air, whatever it was. And we used to have a chat room on our website, and we would laugh at it. It would be funny if you had less than 100 people in your chat room at any time. And there'd be times where if the chat room that we had went over 500 people, it would start a new chat room. So sometimes you'd have two chat rooms going on during your show. It was kind of funny.
Okay.
But that was back then when YouTube, everybody that was on here had followings.
Okay.
So, but YouTube, if you're part of the old neighborhood, you probably don't have YouTube anymore.
Yeah, you got the strikes against you and you were kicked off,
Yeah. But, yeah, it would be nothing for us to get 1,600 in a month for Blog Talk Radio, and then we had a few sponsors, and I would see, I would take a look at what money that came in and try to pay people out accordingly.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, and then 2015, that kind of went away.
Yeah. I remember the old chat rooms on Blog Talk Radio, remember? And then they switched up to the stupid chat rooms now.
Yeah, I barely look at that one. I think once there was four people in it at once.
Yeah, I've had a dozen or so, unless I got real lucky years ago, but when they switched it. But, yeah, the old chat rooms, I remember filling those suckers up.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. All I could say is I tried to quit Freedomizer like 4 or 5 years ago, and they made me an offer to help me stay. So I decided to accept their good offer.
Nice.
Well, I mean, I'm running for the NC House again here in North Carolina. The primary is not until 2024, really. So, I mean, that's 2 years. I mean, if I wanted to go and get into something in politics here in my city here now, I could probably go for mayor, the mayor of Reidsville, North Carolina, or go on the Board of Elections. I mean, excuse me, the Board of Education. And then go NC House, but you know, it's just I just don't know what I should do. I mean, I still got my committee up and running, and I still got to I got to file my disclosure reports and everything, and they bust your chop big time. I mean, if you deposit $1 in that bank account, they got to know about it.
Yeah, I'm curious about how all this $600 PayPal stuff is going to work next year for taxes.
Yeah, you watch.
Yeah. Hey, but if the Pentagon can feel an audit.
They're
going
to report everything to the government now. You watch.
I know, but the Pentagon can fail the audit. Can't the rest of us?
Yeah?
Not fair. This country's gone, man. This place is dead.
Yeah, but the only bad thing about not the only bad thing, but there's no other place to run to.
Oh, I noticed that. Yeah, everybody joined in with this whole COVID crap. Everybody.
Well, everything is meant to be this way so that they can come in as Captain Save-A-Ho and initiate the New World Order.
It's true. That's all we need is more saving of the hoes.
Yeah.
The last thing we need is the government coming in to save us.
Well, look at how they're taking away farmland in all these countries.
And they're protesting.
Yeah,
they're
not able to feed our citizens. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop all the family farms, and we're just going to have 3,500 farmers in our nation closed down, and that's it. I know that you guys are starving already, but I think us closing down 3,500 farms is going to help.
Yep.
Right.
Oh,
soon to come. Then, you can't take out more than $45 a week from your ATM.
Like in Nigeria?
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
That's sick.
Insane.
Really is.
Yeah, but the thing is that if we can't get our fellow man or woman to wake up to this and say no, then we deserve it.
That's true.
So, V, I
sent
you something.
That, like,
you were probably expecting this at some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Trying to defeat the homeless. You notice how things start over in Europe or, like, the UK, and then they make their way to Canada, then California, and eventually tried to normalize it over a several-year process here in the States. But things have been accelerating. So, like, what used to take a decade is now happening over a matter of months. We're we're in for
yeah,
all the
but
ride this year.
I wonder how much Elon Musk has slowed that down. I'm not saying he stopped it, but I think that it's become a little more even. And then they have to find a workaround. It's the classic, what do they call that in the cartoons? The axis of evil? When if all of Superman's enemies got together to have a global meeting, what did they call that? Was it the axis of evil?
That sounds right.
Don't recall.
What cat is that?
That's Harry.
What's up, Harry?
Harry.
Making a lot of noise.
Yeah, he's one of those orange cats that has his own chair next to me. He usually comes to work with me during the day.
Oh, nice.
And he has his chair right next to me. For real, it's his chair.
That's cute.
There you go.
So, V, can we take a few minutes and listen to Broccoli Man trying to feed the homeless without the wiretap bothering him?
Sure thing, chicken wing.
Okay. When you're ready, we'll do it.
Okay. Let me launch that.
Joseph, as you know, it's tradition. I got to play at least one cartoon
a
day.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
All right.
You ready? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll count it down. This is Broccoli Man trying to feed the homeless. Featuring the wiretap. All right, so I'll count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. We heard you were trying to feed the homeless for Christmas this year. You are hereby forbidden to use any non-GMO or organic foodstuffs to feed those something duckers. We must now pour bleach on all of that inedible trafe. The only thing you should be feeding them is Psylink isn't extra GMO coal. Or you can feed them bugs. Either way, green dude. You are breaking the law.
Don't worry, I won't be doing that.
If it helps, I will write you a new jingle for your inferior garden.
No, thank you.
This one is for free. Pull your pants down under the sheet. It's now time to eat your beets. Or how about this one? I cuss you cuss. We'll cuss for asparagus.
I don't need any of your help. Okay. It was nice seeing you again. Now it is time for me to get back to work.
Not so fast, little busy. I said we are going to pour bleach all over your crops because they are not GMO. Now you must disrobe this instant. We need to check your kumquats for any radicchio or endives inside your anal cavity or your junk.
Why would I have to hide vegetables in my junk?
You tell me, green dude. You are already smuggling plums. So right now I need said dungarees right here in front of me. Then I need your blouse and undergarments flat on the ground right next to them. We will teach you how to stand up for organic foods to feed the homeless.
We are all tired of you trying to set me up. Get behind thee, Satan.
Come on, green dude. It's not so bad. We can do this the easy way and let me go through all your nook and crannies on your person. Or we can do this the hard way and I can bring you to Geolobalist Lair and disappear you until you agree to receive your freedom microchip. So let me now create the mood, sir. I will sing to you a classic love song from many years ago, sir. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really mean to learn. Cause we are living in a world of fools, breaking us down, when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me.
Sounds like I will hire extra security so I can get these homeless people a good meal.
Don't worry, Green Dude. We will hire more black bouncers and bring in Antifa. Even though Antifa does not exist.
Look. I will not comply. You can even go to idonotcomply.org and see how little I am going to ever comply with you.
Ha ha, Green Dude. You are being cute, sir. You think you has a choice in the matter. Now you are hereby officially ordered to listen to me. On the count of three, we will disrobe and place said articles of clothing right in front of my person. Then you will straighten out your monkey so I can have a look-see at some kumquats. For all we know, you might be hiding a Colt 45, a pipe bomb, or an organic watermelon inside your junk.
You have to be kidding. Why do you think I am interested?
I'm not kidding, sir. You will be interested because you have no choice. I own you by a snitch.
Why are you so interested in ruining my non-GMO garden?
Sir, we are going to shut down all gardens upon this something ducker. It will be legal for you to grow any of your own disgusting food, says. Any place in the world. You will only eat what Bill Gates grows on his farmland. You will need a microchip and a green pass on your phone in order for you to receive your weekly rations. If we cut off the world's food supply, then you will have zero choice but to listen to us. Or else you dolts and fuss budgets will be starving in your pods.
You will not be successful. No one will take your microchips.
We need to remove all plants and trees for this earth. They produce too much carbon.
You dud. Plants eat carbon and in turn give us air. If we plant more trees, the air quality will be much better.
Those are the wrong choices of words, sir. We need to condemn and remove all plants and trees so we can have more control over who breathes what kind of air. By the way, you need to put that bloody scam right on the face. You need to remain healthy by breathing in your own carbon.
But you just said breathing in carbon is bad.
It's good for you to breathe it in. We need to remove you 99% plus bags so we can be globally dominant, sir.
Do not let the New World Order take the whole world over. Get educated. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and shares all the news that the fake news would never ever dare to touch. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live for the Proof Negative radio show on Freedomizer Radio.
We want none of that, sir. We want you eating your Psylinkies, getting your gene therapies, and continuing to vote Democrat so we can take over the entire planet. Then we can either sell you a Lysnica suicide pod, or we will take it to your local FEMA camp. That does not exist.
All right, so that's an episode.
Woo!
Pretty good.
You okay over there, V?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Cracks me up. This guy loves to get a broccoli man naked, or he wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've yet to meet a man who calls his nether regions kumquats, so that's new to me. I'm going to have to take a poll.
Well, yeah, and everybody else would say they're more I'm trying to think of something like cantaloupes or something.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's funny. I like how he plugged your show though at the end. I look forward to that.
Oh yeah, that goes without saying. And you knew if it's the wiretap, he's going to reference a song. So I hope the song choice was okay.
Yeah, it's good. And he said all the lyrics that had me cracking up was the way he sounds.
Yeah, you can't make them sing for some reason. You can only make them talk.
He won't be leaving his day job for a singing career, though.
No.
No.
Well, good stuff. Good work there, Pooh.
All right, so where were we?
Cars? Cranberry juice? Prostate?
That was a long time ago.
Ah, so.
All right. Maybe Joseph has something.
All right.
No, I ain't got nothing.
Hang up, Bruce.
I'm trying.
Hang up.
I was going to say, I thought that the wiretap had a, oh, he does have a Christmas poem that I haven't played yet. I'm going to take 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
All right.
Hello to all my social media followers. If you are celebrating any holidays, please remember you now a domestic terrorist threat. If we catch you celebrating any religious holiday, we will camp you. I know you all like to watch the Green Dude. So I created a new holiday song that will become a hit classic banger for many decades to come. Please watch for my new album, which will be out soon. That Green Dude's a hunk. I need to see his junk. We will put you in a camp. You obnoxious camp. We will need to see your can. In the naked body scan. When you are a domestic threat. That is what you get. We will destroy all borders. And have a new world order. I don't give a damn. You must wear your bloody scam. Compliance is the key. For us to start World War III. All of our global crime ring makes our syndicate go swing. When you take the booster, we will get to snuff the rooster. A frenzy we will whip to make you get your chip. An implant you will get, or your ass will be in debt. Now get those butt cheeks spread. We need 90% of you dead. Special shout out to G. Lobist. The head of Lysnica Pharmaceuticals for paying me to put this necessary information out to the public. Now remember, you are all property of the New World Order Global Government. Wear your scams, get your gene therapy, and get in the bloody boxcars when we tell you to do so. Now have a bloody holiday and get in your suicide pods.
So that was very festive.
Yeah, man, he's a wow. Dang, he made all those awful words rhyme. What?
Well, you realize I can't make his quality all that good.
That's dark.
Even if I wanted to, it's his character. I can't do it.
Right. You know, these would be characters to dress up as for Halloween.
You would dress up as the Factor?
No, I would dress up as, like, oh, my God, what's his name? The one who was just on with Brody.
The wiretap.
The wiretap. I like the blue.
Okay. So just a couple of quick news stories to go over. The luggage thief officially got fired today.
The who?
The luggage thief.
Oh, they got rid of him?
Yeah.
He wasn't making enough. He had to steal someone's luggage. You imagine that? What a freak, man.
And it wasn't even just once. It
really
was several times.
Really? Tax dollars weren't
even
enough for him to live off of.
No, he stole someone's luggage here in Vegas, and I guess that was enough.
Embarrassment.
Samsonite is his kryptonite.
Yeah. Embarrassment. It really is.
Oh, I didn't even see this. I'm looking at the Gateway Pundit right now. So a couple weeks ago, someone tried to carjack a single lady, and the lady stole his gun from him and put him in gunpoint using his own gun.
Love it.
Nice.
Yeah, that's always good.
Damn straight.
Yeah, but they won't report that.
No, because it doesn't fit the narrative.
No. Wow.
So did you guys hear that that there's people on both sides in the Senate that is discussing the Open App Markets Act? They would remove Apple and Google as the gatekeepers on smartphones. So another outside company could come in and be an app distributor.
With the government's blessing?
Yeah. They would get rid of the duopoly with Apple and Google.
Yeah, the problem is the government giving their blessing. Like, what's going to go on with that?
Right.
What do they get out of it?
Well, you have a Republican senator and then some Democrats co-signed on it, so.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of those things that starts out as totally righteous, and then certain people will, like a Mitt Romney, might get money to say no.
It always blows back, man. And we're the ones who suffer.
Well, I heard that the person that they want to take over Dr. Fraudy's place is worse than Dr. Fraudy.
No way.
Wonderful.
Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested in the Bahamas today.
Boy.
Yep, I heard.
Finally.
What, they on this on the scam on his Ponzi scheme?
Yeah.
Wow. He'll be suicided.
So Rudy Giuliani says that Sean Hannity, John Solomon, and Mike Pompeo buried the Hunter Biden laptop story.
I've heard about John Solomon before not being very credible.
I hear him talking about that laptop quite a bit for the last couple months.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't trust Hannity either. Another one I don't. He's a loudmouth, but nothing, you know.
Well, in my opinion, he has three stories he comes to work with, and that's it. So
yeah.
You're not going to learn much, but he's just a constant voice that has ratings. But you're getting watered-down news. It's not hard-hitting
exactly.
At all.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Sorry, am I keeping you up, Vito?
No. I apologize, but I've been yawning a lot. I do a lot of yawning.
I'm surprised you still use that that mask. What do you call it? A CPAP? Yeah, I thought you lost so much weight you didn't need it anymore.
Yeah, well, until the doctor says you gotta, because I do the CDL thing, because they won't medically clear me until someone says until a medical doctor says I don't have to use it anymore.
Hmm.
That's the problem. This thing is in a way, it's married to my CDL license.
Hmm.
That's the problem.
I see.
But you know, it's an inconvenience at times. But you know, once I put in, I have to have it on for a minimum of 4 hours, and usually I wake up like after 4 or 5 hours. So once I see that I got the minimum 4 hours in, I take it off, and I go about the rest of the rest of my night. Right back to sleep later, and I won't keep it on all night long. But it does help, though. It really
helps. Don't listen to doctors, Peter. The doctors don't care about you, man. They just want to make money for Big Pharma, man. They're a bunch of paid shills, dude.
Yeah, but there's no drugs here, man. This is just distilled water. That's all I have to put in the machine. And it's not even... And it used to be able to read... Well, God knows what else it did. It used to be able to read my progress. I used to look at it every day. And then one day I couldn't see it no more. And after about a week or so, I called up and said, yeah, since we updated to the 5G network, the machines don't read 5G, so you have to mail your card in. I'm like, this 5G stuff is really crazy shit now.
No kidding. Well, what about if you just didn't use the CPAP for one night, like what do you think would happen?
Truthfully, since I've dropped the weight, and there have been nights, well, before I went on the machine, I would wake up in the middle of the night in a panic, someone had compressed my chest, like someone was standing on my chest and I was having a hard time breathing, like I ran a marathon. And I was snoring a lot, and every few nights, I'll go without using the machine just because I'm too freaking tired and I just fall over and I just fall into the bed and that's it, I'm done. And I don't wake up like that anymore.
Interesting.
It there's no snoring. I sleep with my mouth closed as opposed to sleeping with my mouth open before the machine. Now my mouth is pretty much closed, so it all ties into your weight also. And like I said, the weight loss, I've dropped about 40 pounds since I started doing this. So I think that was a big...
big deal, yeah.
A big help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but who knows? Like I said, the few nights that I haven't used it, I have not had a problem. Not a problem at all waking up and, in a panic or needing to go to the hospital. One night I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital because it was just that bad. I didn't know what was going on. I was in Pennsylvania and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Well, good for you on the weight loss, and I hope you can go without that. I mean, it just seems like...
And the thing is, I have to take this machine everywhere I go. That's the killer of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of bulky and...
It is bulky, and I, you know, and you see, when I'm traveling, when I fly, you know, not that I fly a lot, but the few times that I have flown, you see a lot of people carrying this machine around.
That's right.
You know exactly what it is.
Exactly.
You can tell exactly. You know exactly what's in that bag. I'm like, look at this. How many people are on this stuff? But you can't, like I said, you cannot leave. You can't leave home without it. Let me put it that way. That's the only way I could describe it. It's a nice starry night out in Pennsylvania, boy. Clear skies.
Oh, are you back home now?
Some clear skies over here.
I'm near Harrisburg. I'm near Hamburg, Pennsylvania. I have to go to Creamer, Pennsylvania, pick up, I guess, some kind of animal feed, and I have to go to Macon, Georgia.
Oh, Macon. Okay.
Macon, yes. I have to go there and drop that off. I have, what's today? Today's Monday. I haven't until Monday
Macon
to drop
was
it off.
A cool city.
I'll tell you, Georgia is not bad, Proof. I've driven... Oh, there was a town I drove through the other day that I was looking. I was like, this is not, it's not a bad area. It's really pretty, it's pretty, you know. It's, but it's, again, coming from the city, it's too quiet for me. Really quiet. You know, Pennsylvania's quiet. Like I said, you know, if you need a container of milk, or toilet paper, God forbid, you know, it's an hour round trip drive to the store and back. Not with
well,
the,
and there
the
won't
time
be that
spent
much
shopping.
once John Fetterwoman gets in.
God, man, I
the
still
Eagles
don't know what was wrong with Pennsylvania. Yeah.
And. The Eagles are so much better than Eagles. So,
it's an embarrassment.
My name is John
Fetterwoman.
So, Vito, what if you told your wife that your last name is now Fetterwoman? She wouldn't be very impressed, would she?
No, probably not. But I do call myself a lesbian.
Yeah.
And that upsets people. But Tiffany Griner can call herself a lesbian. I call the
and
local
Michael
proof. I call the local.
Nice lady.
Yeah, I called the local radio show here the other night, and. Just to get in before you cut off the radio, and I said, you know, the dude went to Russia with cannabis and was arrested. It's like, well, what do you mean a dude? He's like, it's a dude. And he's like, come on, that's a cheap shot. I said, that's not a cheap shot. That's the truth. If you find it, a dude.
All right, so Dean, thank you for filling in tonight. Thank you, Vito, for coming in. Support the other shows on the network. I'll be back again tomorrow night. Until then, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive.